Time now to continue our cavalcade of the arts and events across northern Minnesota. Betty Firth, program coordinator at Ely Folk School, joins us now. Betty, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Heidi. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you guys are always jam-packed with things, especially as we start to get into the summertime. What's going on at the Folk School?
Well, we have quite a few classes coming up here, even in May, and daily I'm adding classes for later in May and through the summer. So I always encourage people to check the website, see what's new. This weekend, we have some spaces available in a couple of terrific classes. One is the Soil Clinic, where Terry Cooper, who's a retired soil scientist, facilitates that class, and people can bring in samples of their soil and learn about the pH and the texture and how to amend them. And we also have Kay Vandewort's class in creating a beaded necklace with feathers or flowers. And those are artificial flowers, unless you want a very short-lived necklace. She does beautiful work, and she is a just a wizard with color and playfulness in using the materials. So she has a couple more classes coming up later in the month. One is creating what's called New Jade Necklace, and it's a stone that looks like jade, but it's synthetic and a lot less expensive. And then another class called Creating a Blue Magnesite Necklace. And that's another stone that's just a beautiful light blue, but is less expensive than the precious gems. We also have coming up a beginning embroidery class. This is a new instructor for us. And Candace is her name, and she does extraordinary embroidery, which will turn a plain shirt or dress or nightgown, purse, hat, whatever, into a work of art. Let's see what else we have. Oh, some pine needle basketry classes are coming up. They've been very popular. And Carolyn Quick, who teaches those, is also adding, at students' request, a class in how to make the centers out of resin. Mm-hmm. When you do pine needle basketry, as well as many other kinds of basketry, you need to have something in the center to begin with. And traditionally, that might have been a slice of walnut with the spaces in it to wrap the beginning threads around, or straw or pine needle or whatever you're using, sweet grass. Or it could be thin slice of wood that has holes drilled around it. And she has made some very fun and creative centers with inclusions of many different things from nature, or little doodads that are kind of fun, embedding those in the resin. So she's offering a class for people to learn how to do that.
Now, those pine needle baskets must take a long time to do. They seem so intricate to me.
Well, they are intricate, and you do have to have patience, but yeah. People have told me they're, which I don't have. I have not made a pine needle basketry or a basket, but it does seem to really hook some people. Because people do come back to learn more skills and just to be able to sit around and do it with other people,
yeah.
Like in the old days. And so there is a meditative quality to it once you get back past the aggravation of the sharp learning curve.
Well, and you have on your website, it says pine needle art is among the oldest crafts known and predates pottery. For over 9,000 years, Native Americans have made such baskets. Wow.
Yeah, and it's cross cultures. You know that every traditional culture that you can name would have made baskets out of whatever material they have locally.
Okay.
So what else? We have
a
Patsy class coming up, another favorite with Mary Louise Eisenhower.
Thank you.
On the 18th. And and a class that only comes around once a year, and that's called Spring Edibles with Johnny Hyde. And the class goes out and learns how to find edible food in the forest, and then they come back and they cook it and make different kinds of just like wilted greens or teas, different combinations, and some of it just they learn how to, that it's okay to eat it raw. And then at the end of the month, and going into June, we have a rose mowing with Kim Garrett, and she's a master, or studied with masters. I think she'd probably disclaim the term of master, but she won Best of Show at the State Fair last year for her rose mowing. So she does exquisite work, and all her students rave about her as a teacher as well.
This is...
Do you have any spaces left? It looks like you're celebrating National Astronomy Day this weekend.
We do have, unfortunately, we had a Star Trails and Night Photography class scheduled this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, and we did not get enough people to fill that up. So that's with Les Conrad, who is, he taught an introduction to Adobe Lightroom, a software for photographic software last weekend, which was excellent. And we can never tell why people are signing up for, you know, a class or not. Just depends on timing, I guess. And but he will be offering that class later on in the summer as well.
Okay.
So if you hope to take that, any of your listeners that hope to take that this weekend and missed it, they'll be able to do it later on. Another class we had scheduled is the Deep Sky Astrophotography, and this is somewhat of a specialization, so I guess it's not quite as surprising that people didn't come in hordes to sign up for it. But Richard Willits is does this deep space photography that just blows your mind. If you saw the Timber Jay article that I had in a couple weeks ago, it showed one of his photographs of deep space. Like he can, with, you can always spend more money, but for about $1,000 and a camera that he said you could get for less than $100, you can, in your backyard, take pictures of nebulae and comets and kind of photos that could only have been taken like even 10, 15, 20 years ago in a university setting with equipment that costs tens of thousands of dollars. So, but he has graciously set up an exhibit at the Folk School so people can stop in and see some of his amazing photographs. And he's always happy to talk to people if they have an interest to get going in that kind of endeavor.
Betty, the Ely Folk School right in downtown Ely?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's 209 East Sheridan, right at the top of the hill.
Okay. Sounds great. And you can find information on what they have going on this month and throughout the summer at elyfolkschool.org. And Betty, we hope to talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks, Heidi.
You're welcome.